Chapter 3 A Little Bunny of Little Talent.
That was a good show, wasn't it, Angel?
Fluttershy patted him on the head and stood up. She stomped her hooves on the ground a few times to show her appreciation, then trotted toward the exit.
Come along, sweetie. We have to get home for dinner.
Fluttershy was almost to the door when she turned around to ask Angel if he wanted a cucumber and lettuce salad or a julienne of carrots. But the bunny wasn't there. Fluttershy scanned the room, only slightly panicked. He couldn't have hopped too far away in just a minute. Could he? A small crowd of ponies was gathered around something in the corner. Perhaps one of them had seen which way Angel had gone.
Excuse me,
Fluttershy whispered, tapping the shoulder of a teal-colored unicorn. The mare didn't budge.
Oh, hello?
She tried a little bit louder.
Have you seen my bunny?
Fluttershy's question was interrupted by the distinct laughter of Flim, coming from the middle of the group. Fluttershy tried to push her way through the crowd to get a better look at what was going on, but she didn't want to push too hard and bother any pony. She spread her wings and drifted up to hover above them. In the middle of the circle was none other than Angel Bunny.
Angel!
Fluttershy squeaked in shock and flew down to her pet, putting a protective hoof around him.
I'm really sorry if he was bothering you. He's a little bit dehydrated and hasn't had his dinner yet.
Not at all, miss, Flim exclaimed, tipping his hat. He was just trying to tell us something.
He turned to the crowd and added, Just another example of how great Farnum and Fayley are with all bunnies, folks.
It seemed important, added Flam, kneeling down on his four legs. Go on, little fellow.
Angel rolled his eyes and pointed to the Himalayan rabbit who had been playing the drums, then back to himself.
You like his costume?
Fluttershy asked, cocking her head to the side. Angel shook his head. He did a small cartwheel.
I think this little fellow wants to join the show, shouted Flim. Brother, what do you say? Could we use this average-looking bunny in our extravaganza?
Flam rubbed his mustache and trotted around Angel, sizing him up.
He does look a little bit plain, but we can work with that.
Flam pushed Fluttershy aside and leaned in close to Angel.
The real question is, what can he do?
Can you do trapeze? Asked Flim.
Can you ride on skis? Questioned Flam.
Jump through a burning ring of fire?
Or perhaps hop on a greasy wire?
At each suggestion, Angel shook his head. He couldn't do any of those things. Fluttershy was growing concerned. She should have just taken him home when she had the chance. Now her sweet Angel was being publicly humiliated. It was terrible. Fluttershy raised her voice above her usual whisper.
Angel, let's go on home to the cottage now and...
Well, you must be able to do something special, little fellow, Flam shouted, ignoring the yellow pony.
This little display was entertaining the guests.
Oh, he can do lots of things, Fluttershy defended.
She held her chin up and furrowed her brow.
He gives the best cuddles, and he's great at keeping me on schedule.
Fluttershy nodded her head.
I'm never late for anything when Angel is around.
Angel took out his pocket watch and nodded his head. Flim and Flam looked at each other and smirked.
That's all well and good, miss, but we only allow the rarest of rabbits and the funniest of bunnies to join our Farnum and Fayley Top Hat Bunny Cabaret.
Flim pointed to a plain brown rabbit in a scarecrow costume.
Even Fufu over there does a great routine with field mice.
Flam gestured to Angel.
This bunny here has got nothing to offer us.
Oh, said Fluttershy, hanging her head. That's okay. We understand.
She looked down at Angel. The poor dear had tears in his eyes. It broke Fluttershy's heart. Not even a cherry on top of Angel's salad tonight was going to fix this one. Fluttershy was just going to have to find some other way to make her favorite pet see himself for the special guy he most certainly was. But how?